Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Ross Dellinger. Yahoo Sports College Football has had some great stuff, and I know we've been having some fun with Florida State and Clemson and the whining to get out of the conference and everything else and the lawsuits that are flying with Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, as we say good morning. Ross, great stuff, by the way. Really enjoyed it, and I know we've been talking a lot about it. And you think they finally get something worked out where everybody's going to be happy?
I think that's probably the most likely scenario, that they do get something worked out. It's not there yet, obviously, and some might even put it as a long way from getting there. But the fact that they're in pretty deep discussion about this and have a detailed model and presentation and all that stuff probably tells you that it's pretty serious, and it must have enough support for it to have gotten this far.
So I always wonder, Ross, because we've been hearing about everybody trying to get out of this grant of rights 2036 deal that's been around, and some other schools have looked at trying to get out, and they've had their attorneys. You think anybody can really get out of this? You know, they talk about it being Loctite, no way to beat it. It's no way to break out of this and get out of the ESPN TV contract. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really know. You know, it depends on what group of lawyers you talk to. You talk to one group, and they say that it's possible, if not likely, to win in court and get out of it. You talk to many others, and they'll say that it's not. You know, I think it's up to a lot of interpretation, and that probably is one of the reasons that they have decided to possibly settle,
right?
Because just the risk of going to court and losing is, as I wrote in that story, is pretty catastrophic, not just for the ACC, but for many other conferences. It would set a precedent and possibly allow everybody to be a free agent.
Right. Oof, boy, that'd be crazy. Hey, so one of the things I saw was TV viewership ratings for football and potentially basketball. So we're saying, like, they would probably take a group of games and see nationally who gets better ratings, and we'll have money distributed that way? Is that what we're looking at, potentially?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. The first thing is this success initiative, which has already been passed, and that rewards football and basketball success through giving units of a pot of money if you reach certain benchmarks. So if a football program advances to a bowl game, advances to college football playoff, finishes
right
in the top 25, each one of those counts as a unit, and you'd get that NCAA tournament, same thing for basketball. And this is just another part of that. It's another pot that of revenues that will be divided based on not performance, like the success initiative, but on ratings, television viewership, things
right
like that. Now, how they'll determine that is still kind of up for grabs, but this will have a kind of a similar structure where if you finish in the top 2, 3, 4 of a league when it comes to TV ratings for your football, then you will get that you'll divide that pot of money
right
among those other schools who finished up to the top. And the same thing for basketball.
Well, I'll tell you what, this could be great for Miami. We're down here in South Florida, but for the Miami team that Mario looks like he's just got an absolutely loaded team right now, this could be great for him with everything from the ratings to maybe they continue to play well to getting in one of those playoff positions would be great. I got to ask you about Florida State. By far the biggest surprise of this college football season has been how bad, and I know they lost a lot of guys to the pro. Has there been a bigger surprise to you than how bad Florida State is right now in football?
Yeah, no, that's probably been the biggest one. You know, I don't think anybody would have thought that, you know, week four, Florida State would be hosting Cal, and one team would be 3-0 and one team would be 0-3. You probably would have thought the
right.
Bears would be the 0-3 team. So, it's pretty shocking, and you're right, they did lose. They did lose a lot of players, but we saw, you know, their quarterback transfer, DJ U, and we saw him last year at Oregon State really excel. It was probably his best season of his career, and then obviously he's having struggles. But when you look deeper, what's really shocking is the defensive front and their inability to stop the run. That's really been the most surprising thing.
Hey, Ross, the Cam Ward and UM story, you know, it's been a couple of decades. UM has really struggled, and all of a sudden they got this talented team and led by Cam Ward, who has just been so good. And he came out of Washington State. I didn't know how good he was going to be. Did you think he would be this good early on?
You know, I knew that Cam had a lot of talent, and he's a veteran guy, obviously. Been around, I think this is his sixth season, I believe, maybe. So, feels that way. And, you know, you look at that he was, you know, a possibility for going in the NFL draft, and there were certainly many people who thought Cam would go in the NFL draft and end up going that route. So, He's got a lot. He's certainly got a lot of talent. I was just looking at his bio just really quickly. I was wrong. He's not in his sixth year. It just feels that way. But just in his third season, it's crazy. That's crazy. I thought he was much older. But it's been really fun to watch him play. And when you surround him, you know, Washington State, obviously he was a little limited probably in his surrounding weapons, and at Miami, he's kind of got it all.
The whole system, the NIL thing and the transfer portal, we've all just kind of gotten numb to it or used to it. Are there going to be changes coming on this, or if you don't like it, get out of the business? What do you think for the future of both the NIL and transfer portal?
Well, a lot of it really depends, you know, on what happens with the House settlement case and that situation, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll know more about the settlement, and if it will go through, the judge must approve it, and a hearing has not yet been set, but the plaintiffs and defendants have a deadline of actually next Thursday, 1 week from today, of filing a brief to try to clarify some of the judge's concerns. And if they do that successfully, we'll see the House case come, and we'll see schools starting next July be able to distribute revenue to athletes, directly to athletes, which includes them signing contracts. So the idea is that you could have contracts that may be binding contracts that maybe limit more of the movement in college athletics.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward. One other team, and we got a large fan base of Gator fans down here, as you know. That would be another one. I guess people weren't surprised. They looked at their schedule in the SEC, Billy Napier and his problems right now. Does he make it out of this season, and do you see him being the future, or is he just in big, big trouble there with the schedule they have left and the way they're playing?
Yeah, you know, I think most would tell you that it would be hard to see Billy Napier continuing as coach if they continue to play like they have. You know, it's hard to defend, you know, some home losses to your in-state rival, like the Miami game, the blowout, and then to a program that's got a first-year coach and had a first-year quarterback start in Texas A&M to get blown out by them. There are problems there, and it's hard to defend those things. So I'd imagine Billy's future is probably pretty short if they don't start playing really, really well. Yeah. And, you know, there's going to be another – yeah, I would guess there's going to be another change there.
Well, I got to tell you, still fun, man. Still love watching the games on Saturday to see who's got to figure out. Is there any one team that you look – right now is just a lot more dominant than everybody else? Would it be Texas or Ohio State, or is it still wide open for you?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, I think, to say. We've seen everybody have a little bit of hiccups, but those teams that even Georgia, obviously, at Kentucky. Texas, Ohio State, I think Miami as well probably is in the mix of programs that you that thus far through three games, hasn't had too big of a weak point yet, like we saw with Georgia at Kentucky being on the ropes late. We haven't seen that from Texas, Ohio State, right. Miami, those programs. We haven't seen that. We've seen that from Georgia. We've seen that from Oregon, even a little bit of USC. But, it's pretty wide open, I'd say, so far.
Hey,
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ross, before I let you go here, and I'll leave you with this, and I'm getting back here to South Florida for a second. The Canes are getting ready to play South Florida, who's obviously got a good team. They have they gave Alabama all they could handle here the last 2 years, actually, even Nick Saban's last year. Is that a worry game in Tampa for you? Be careful, or what would be your thoughts on it? I know it's still a 16.5-point spread, but what do you think?
Yeah, it certainly feels like the old trap game, right? South Florida's played well. Alex Golish they were kind of a surprise team last year to even make a bowl, and this year they seem like he's got them playing really well again. So, yeah, that one's going to be an interesting one come Saturday.
Yeah, Ross, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. See you.
All right, Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports College Football, joining us a little bit, talking, get through. And he said, be a little careful. Just be a little careful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not looking to ruin any trips, but I don't want you going up there. Now, if it happens, I was wrong again because I was wrong in Gainesville. But be careful going up there. Plan on They're going to get their best effort. It's going to be Tampa Bay. Looks like it's going to be a sellout or real close to it. And we'll come back and we'll talk more about that that game. See what you think. I want to know what Canes fans think, actually, about this game coming up against South Florida. Right now, though, I want to tell you about something else that's very serious out there. Atlantic Men's Clinic is very serious about helping you out. And if you are going through, men, in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you're going, you know, I hear Joe talking about it. I'm tired all the friggin' time. I've been dragging. I don't know what, even when I sleep, I don't sleep well, but when I do, I'm still tired. I get up. I don't feel like working out. I've gained some weight. I'm going, man, what is going on? So it happens to men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. It's called low T. It happens to every guy out there. And your numbers drop, man. And ED follows it usually. Your sex drive is gone. I know men will talk about low T. We don't like to talk about ED because other men will make fun of you that, you know, you can't perform and all that stuff. But if your sex drive is gone or not where it used to be and you don't want to talk about it, just go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Tell them you got low T. Tell them you got ED. I did. Tell, hey, man, I'm full-blown everything right now. Can you help me? And Atlantic Men's Clinic came through. I didn't want to go. You ever gone to a party you didn't want to go to, and then you had a great time? That's how I felt when I left Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I saw the results, and I saw them quickly, folks. I've been on the program now for 7 months, A-plus stuff, and I can't thank those guys at Atlantic Men's Clinic enough. Schedule your consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Great results. The first appointment, obviously the most important appointment. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. So they're doing it all for you to let you know exactly what the problem is, and they're going to tell you how they're going to fix it. And I mean fix it for good quickly at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.